This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's time now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Sa mga tauhan ng Diyos, ihahandog sa inyo ang palatuntunan, gilintuan gabay. Mayroong kasabihan, may daan na tila matuwid sa isang tao, ngunit ang dulo niyaon ay mga daan ng kamatayan o kapahamakan. Mula sa Proverbio o Kawikaan, Kabanatang 14 at sa Talatang 12. Kaya kailangan natin ang gilintuan gabay.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa atin. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na siya ay palaging mabuti sa atin at nag-iingat sa buong linggo. At salamat sa umagang ito, ang aking panauhin sa nakalipas na linggo. At nandito na naman mga kaibigan at magbigay na naman na magandang mensahe sa atin. At bago tayo magpatuloy, magandang magdasal muna tayo sa maiksing dalangin, mga kapatid. Panginoong Diyos, salamat sa umagang ito. Salamat ikaw nag-iingat sa aming lahat, pati sa aming mga mahal sa buhay doon sa Pilipinas. At salamat sa buong mundo ang iyong mga tauhan nagsamba sa iyo sa Espiritu at katotohanan. Panginoong Diyos, dapat kang paglilingkuran sa mga tao. Ikaw ang lumika sa amin at karapat dapat kang pagbigyan ng pugay at arispito sa aming buhay, Panginoong Diyos. Panginoong Diyos, wala kaming magagawa kung wala ang iyong tulong. Salamat sa umagang ito, ikaw din magbigay ng aliwanag o karunungan sa aking panauhin, Brother Billy Preston, at salamat kasama ang kaniyang anak na lalaki. Salamat ikaw magpapala sa kanya at sa kaniyang ministry at sa buong pamilya niya, Panginoong Diyos. Panginoong Diyos, sa umagang ito, ito aming dalangin. Sa pangalan na iyong bugtong na anak na aming tagapagligtas, aming Panginoong Heso Kristo. Amen. At bago ko ibigay sa ating speaking na naman sa umagang ito, mga kaibigan, magandang pakinggan muna natin itong magandang awit na makalangit, no, magbigay sa atin ng sigla, mga kaibigan. Pakinggan muna natin ito, mga kaibigan. Thank you, Lord, by Bines.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle, there's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy and this clothes are not new. I don't have much money,
again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for giving us a chance again to be in your program. Thank you, Roland, for inviting me once again.
Okay.
Salamat. Maraming salamat. So, ngayon mga kapatid, we will tackle about, since today it's already December, so the Christmas is fast approaching. So we will tackle about gifts, mga regalo, mga kapatid, regalo. During Christmas season, everybody wants to receive a gifts. Everyone wants to receive a gifts. Sometimes, the meaning of Christmas, sometimes it was twisted because everybody wants only to receive. And many don't want to give. But the real meaning of Christmas is giving. Christmas means, it's two words, Christ and Mass. Mass means sent, to send or sent. So Christmas means Christ sent. Pinadala si Kristo para sa atin. That's the meaning of Christmas. Now, I would like to give you the five great gifts of God to man. Limang napakalaki po na mga regalo ng Diyos na binigay sa atin. That man sometimes forget it. Sometimes he took it for granted. And sometimes man does not notice it that God give it to him. Mga kapatid, I would like to ask you, before you are not yet here in this world, did you ask to be born? Did you say, Lord, ipanganak mo ako? Did you say, Lord, bring me to existence, bring me to this world? No, because you are not there. But according to Psalms 100 verse 3, it says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that He has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His sheep, and we are His sheep of His pasture. Mga kapatid, God is the one brought you to existence. So the first gift that I remind you, remind every one of us, that God give you the gift of existence. Huh? God give you the gift of existence. You did not ask to be born. That Lord, bring me to existence. Lord, bring me to this world. You did not ask, but God choose you to be here in this world. You know, mga kapatid, when we talk about science, about reproductive science, when we are made by our parents, during those time, when our father release sperm cells, it is millions. 40 to 50 millions in just one release. And only one will be made. Only one egg cell will be made. Sometimes there are twins. There are sometimes. But most of the time, only one. That's why you remember that song, Why Have You Chosen Me? Why have you chosen me? Out of millions, your child to be. No, out of millions of that sperm cells could be here. You are only one chosen by God. Yan po ang isang pinakamalaking regalo ng Panginoon sa atin. That's a very great gift that God given to man. He brought you to existence. Pangalawa, mga kapatid. Second, the gift of personality. God brought you to existence. You are here, but the blessing here is God brought you to existence and give you a personality like Him. A person. What is person? We will thank God that He did not make us stones. We did not make us something or trees or whatever it is. He gave us an image like Him. A person. What is a person, Brother Roland? A person is not just the body. The body is only it's not eternal. It's temporal. the person, the true person is the soul. That's the God given to us. And this body will die. According to the Bible, in Ecclesiastes 7, then the dust will return to the earth as it was. And the spirit, which is our soul, will return to God who gave it.
Amen.
Ang ganda pangin, mga kapatid. This body is just a frame. This body is not eternal. And this body will die sooner or later. But the soul is the true person, which is your mind, your feeling, your will, and individuality. When we go back to Genesis 2:7, it says, and the Lord God formed a man of a dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. So that is the soul. That is the living soul. That is the real life. That is the real person. But sometimes it's sad to know that people love the body more than the soul. In 7 days, in 6 days, we are working. That is for our body. To feed, to have clothes, and everything. And even 1 or 2 hours in a week, we cannot even give to God our time. And that is for the soul. Because that is the more important than the body. Because the soul will never die. The third gift that God gave it to man is the gift of eternity. Eternity, hindi po tayo mamamatay. After this death, this temporary death, that first death, we will live forever. The soul, hindi mamamatay. It will never perish. It will never die. It is eternal. In Ecclesiastes 3:11, he said there, and he puts eternity into our hearts. He gives us eternity. That's why our soul is very important. We are lucky, brothers and sisters. God did not make us a chicken. If he made us a chicken, 45 days, you are slaughtered. No? If he made us a hogs or a swine or a pig, sometimes 5 months, 3 months, you are be killed. And then, God made us for eternity. We will not die. He made us eternal. Our soul will never, never die. It is everlasting. Our life here on earth is very short, as what as we have talked last Sunday, that it is very short. The average lifespan today is 70 or 80, which is said in the Bible in Psalms. So it's too short. That's why, brothers and sisters, what years that is left in your life now, make it meaningful.
Amen.
Make it useful. God give us eternity to be with Him forever. As a person, we have the body and the soul. The body will die and it will back to the ground. And the soul will give account to God.
Yes.
This is the important one, because the body will go back to the ground. But the soul will give an account to God. This is the most important. The soul will give account to God. The soul is eternal. And there is two eternity that waiting for the soul. The eternal hell, it is the condemnation, the lake of fire with Satan forever. Or eternal heaven with God forever. Mga kapatid, the most important is the soul. The body will perish. Sometimes we give more importance to the body, and we forget the soul, which is someday, somehow, will give accountability to God.
We must be balanced.
Yeah, we must be balanced. We give also importance to the soul. In Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come fall short to the glory of God. And in Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are all bound to hell because we are all sin. Bound to eternal condemnation, bound to die. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. The fourth gift that God given to us is the gift of salvation. We are going to die, we are going to eternal condemnation, but God give his only begotten Son that whoso believe on him should not die but have eternal life. That's why, mga kapatid, the most important today, if you did not yet receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, believe Jesus Christ, receive Jesus Christ, and you will have eternal life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Yes, Lord.
Mga kapatid, it's very great blessing to us, the gift of salvation. You know, there is a young boy. The father gave him some materials and he made a pump boat, a little pump boat, motor boat. And then when he made it, he's playing, he's very happy on it. One day, it was lost. And then the boy is very sad. He cannot even sleep, thinking, oh, it is my boat. Where is my boat? Where is my boat? And 3 months later, when the father go to the mall, he saw that boat displayed already for sale. So, oh, this is the boat of my son. So, when the birthday of the boy came, he buy that one, and then he give it to his boy. And the boy is very happy. He hugged the boat. He said, I love you because I made you and I bought you. Oh, that's also God. He made us. He made us, and then he again bought us as a price. He gave his life on the cross.
Amen.
To redeem you. To redeem you because he loved you so much. To complete, Brother Roland, to complete the gaps of the great gifts of God, he did not only brought us to existence, he gave us personality, he saves us, he gave us eternity, and the last one, which is also a very big one to complete this one, he gave us heaven. He gave us heaven. He prepared heaven for us. This world is not permanent. This is not permanent. He made heaven for us. That's why in John 14, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I have told you, I will come back to take you so that where I am, you may be also there. Mga kapatid, there is an advertisement about heaven in the Bible. And it's very, very beautiful if you read in the Bible. We always hear about advertisement. If there is a product, some product you want to sell, there is a lot advertisement, especially in Facebook, everywhere, on radio. But in heaven, there is advertisement also. And this is the advertisement about heaven.
Amen.
Heaven, free, beautiful home to be given away in that perfect city. This is the one that God preferred for us.
Amen.
With 100% pure water, free. No light bills. Perfect lightnings. Permanent pavement. It means no squatter. Nothing undesirable. Everything new. Perfect health. Immunity from accident. There's no accident there. Beautiful music. No? Beautiful music. There is no accident. That's why there is no death. Life forevermore with God. Brothers and sisters, free, transportation to go there. But you need to secure a contract today for a new Jerusalem. This is the advertisement of heaven. How beautiful is the heaven? There is a song. I'm not a good singer, but I always remember this song because the meaning is very, very lovely. The meaning is very meaningful. The song that says, because someday, somehow, we are going to heaven. I love this song. I don't know if you remember or know this song. The song, There's a Coming a Day. Whether you like it or not, there is a day that coming. It says, there's a coming a day. I would like to sing this one even in a cappella. There's a coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the skies, no more tears to dim the eyes. All is peace forevermore, and that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day, glorious day. And then the other stanza, it says, There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness nor pain, no more parting over there. And forever I shall see with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. Brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and surely you will be in heaven. You will be in heaven. Now is the time to accept. Now is the time to believe, because tomorrow is not sure. It's not us anymore. We don't know. The Bible said, don't boast about tomorrow because you don't know what tomorrow brings to you. That's why it is now the time to accept, to believe Jesus Christ as our Savior. I would like to say blessing to you. God bless to all our listeners. God bless of this program, Brother Roland. Thank you so much for inviting.
Thank you also, Brother Billy Preston, that you did not refuse my invitation for the second time of your to give a message. And really, your message is has a good message for us, for our preparation.
Amen.
Whether we like it or not, we will depart from this place. So we need Christ in our lives, so because our life is too short, so we need someone to able to save our souls. And thanks be to God, the message that we have heard this morning,
five great gifts of God given to man.
Okay, thanks be to God that we have five gifts. So, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, maraming salamat sa mensahe na pakinggan natin sa umagang ito, at salamat sa buhay sa ating kaibigan, Brother Billy Preston, at bago tayo magtatapos, mga kaibigan, magandang magdasal muna tayo sa maiking dasal. Panginoong Diyos, salamat sa umagang ito, salamat sa mensahe na pakinggan namin na ikaw nagbigay ng gift sa mga tauhan mo, Panginoong Diyos. Salamat na mga tao tanggapin ka bilang tagapagligtas sa aming mga kaluluwa. Panginoong Diyos, salamat sa banal na Espiritu ang siyang magpaalala sa aming mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. At salamat ni kay Brother Billy Preston, Panginoon, mag-bless ka sa kanyang ministry at sa kanyang pamilya. Panginoong Diyos, wala kaming magagawa kung wala iyong tulong. Ito aming dalangin, Ama, sa pangalan na iyong bugtong nanak naming tagapagligtas, aming Panginoong Hesukristo. O dito nagtatapos ang ating palatuntunan, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Sana pagpalain tayo sa ating Panginoong Diyos. Amen. Mga
kaibigan, inaanyayahan ko kayo na pakinggan ang palatuntunang Gilintuang Gabay at ang kapangyarihan ng katotohanan dito sa Friends FM kasama ang inyong lingkod, Kapatid Lin Mangangaral, tuwing Linggo sa ikawalo ng umaga, at maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig.